Welcome to Canada's Real Estate Podcast, your compass to all things real estate. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's real estate experts.
Welcome to this exciting episode. Adrian, I've got my glass of water. You can pretend it's champagne, but cheers. You're just coming off of an event in Toronto
cheers,
where Centum was awarded a very prestigious award. Congratulations. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, first of all, it was completely unexpected. It was at the Canadian Mortgage Awards, and the Centum Network won Mortgage Broker Network of the Year, which is an amazing accomplishment. And I was blown away with surprise, but I immediately thought how hard our 2,000 some mortgage agents have been working over the past year and number of years on serving our clients and being there for borrowers during some really crazy, difficult times. And I say difficult, both from a, like, you know, house prices were up, so it's harder to buy a house, but also the mortgage rates have changed so much. So I was just so proud and overwhelmed, frankly, with joy that our 2,000 plus agents are recognized as being Canada's best.
Yeah, amazing. And I really attribute that to, well, I mean, I don't know all of the specifications that when they try to analyze these awards and
judges
and
the professional judging process.
Yeah, I don't know what they go through, but I'm going to assume that it has a lot to do with a lot of the innovative initiatives that Centum has really been doing over the last couple of years, like especially since you and I have been working together. Like there's a lot of things that have come to life that you specifically have spearheaded, and your network is now grabbing hold of that and implementing. So I know we've talked a little bit about the most recent one that is being unleashed, I guess, across Canada, but maybe remind our listeners on what Mortgage Monitor is, what I'm talking about, obviously, on what that is all about and what that means to the consumer.
Yeah, so Mortgage Monitor is now in active beta throughout the Centum network. And what it is it's essentially a client or a borrower engagement tool. It allows our mortgage agents on a regular monthly basis to provide meaningful information to our mortgage borrower clients. So if you did your home mortgage or any sort of investment property mortgage through a Centum affiliated mortgage agent, they have the ability to subscribe you to Mortgage Monitor. And on a monthly basis, you'll receive an email that shows you how the value of your home is changing on a month-by-month basis and what sort of equity you have, and equity being the room between your mortgage balance and your home value, and how to utilize that equity to grow your own personal wealth, okay, your personal finances. And then it also demonstrates how you can better protect your family from the debt that your family is carrying with mortgage protection. And finally, you know, depending on what time of the year that you're receiving Mortgage Monitor, there'll also be opportunities to get some exclusive rate quotes on property insurance as well. So it's got a whole bunch of benefits, but it's all about the mortgage borrower or the mortgage holder and information that is useful to them. And if they feel that there's an opportunity, they can very easily reply to that communication and re-engage with their mortgage, with their Centum mortgage agent to take it to the next step.
Okay. So for right now, this is something that's very exclusive to the Centum mortgage agent's clients, right?
That's correct.
So if any of our listeners who currently have a mortgage with one of our Centum agents, reach out to them if you're wanting to make sure that you are subscribed to this new initiative. So I think what's so cool about it is that it kind of takes the, I don't know what I'm in for when my mortgage is coming up for renewal, because there's a lot of uneasiness that's out there in the environment. You know, I've even heard it even with some of our own property owners here about they don't know exactly like, oh, what are my rents now? Where can my rents go? I don't know what my mortgage is going to be. And I'm cash flowing now. Am I going to cash flow in the future? So this takes that mystery out. So I feel almost like there's people this sense of control that they kind of know what they're heading into, because there's a lot of fear out there right now. Wouldn't you agree?
There's tons of mortgage renewal fear. And here's why. In March of 2022, 80% of mortgages that were outstanding as of March of 2022 will come up for renewal in 2024. So there's tons of renewal fear, because at that time when they engaged in the mortgage, when it was originated, you know, they might have been in the twos and threes. There was even crazy one rate, right? If you had sort of a variable adjustable mortgage. But now we're into this mid 4-5 year fixed mortgage rate environment. Number one, I think that the fear is a little bit exaggerated, because mortgage rates in the 4.5 to 5 range, that's kind of what we grew up with, Carla, and even our parents experienced mortgage rates in the 9s, 10s, 11s, up to like 18, 19. In the early 90s, I think there was a phase of that type of rates where people were walking away from their homes. I don't think we're going back there. And I think what's really unique today that wasn't really the case 10 or 20 years ago is it has become so easy to transfer switch your mortgage on renewal. What does that mean? In the past, you received your renewal offer from your bank and you hesitantly simply signed and sent it back. And we know that 80, 90% of borrowers, that number is always changing, 80, 90% of borrowers simply accept their bank's or credit union's renewal offer. So here's a pro tip. Don't. Full stop. Do not sign your renewal offer, because at no cost to the borrower, you can go to a mortgage agent, mortgage broker, give them a copy of your renewal offer and your mortgage statement and say, shop this for me. What could I get? What could we do? You would be surprised at all of the different options that exist at renewal. And bear in mind, there's plenty of no fee or no cost renewal switch offers available, where other lenders will actually incentivize you to move your mortgage to them and they cover the cost. Okay. So there's one. Pro tip number two, if you have equity in your home and you have other type of consumer debt, you may want to refinance that debt, right? And go from a loan rate of 10 or 11 or a credit card rate of 19 or 24, whatever the credit card interest rates are nowadays, into a 4.5-5% mortgage rate. So I think that there's a couple of key opportunities. But what I don't want to forget about is that there's also an opportunity at renewal to sort of recalibrate your mortgage, and you could refinance instead and extend your amortization to make the mortgage payments more palatable again. Okay. And you may originally have been in a 25-year mortgage. Maybe now you're at your 20 or at 15. When you refinance, you can take that to 30, even 35 with some lenders, which really will lessen the financial pressure on your family. And as long as you have prepayment privileges, you can still pay down that principal like you did before. Again, all of this advice is best sought from a qualified, licensed mortgage professional. And Mortgage Monitor, what we kind of talked about, is a tool that really enables mortgage holders, clients, borrowers, what you wish to call it, enables the consumer to monitor their mortgage and to take advantage of opportunities when they exist that allow the borrower to increase their wealth.
Right. So lots of pro tips there. I think you gave more than just two, even though you labeled them as one and two. But I think it's very, very, very valuable information from a consumer point of view that you do have opportunity here. And there's no need to fear mortgage renewals. We can't change what those rates are, but we can help impact what that effect has on you on your day-to-day and month-to-month financial situation. So I would say, reach out to Centum and we'd be happy to go through all of that information with you. So any last words, Adrian, before I end this one off?
Yeah. So we're now working on the second iteration already of Mortgage Monitor, which will include the ability that our real property management offices and our Century 21 offices and realtors will also be able to offer the Mortgage Monitor tool to their clients, even if their mortgage wasn't done through a Centum agent. So we are now working on that iteration, which we expect to launch by the end of this year. And that's going to be a game changer, because it means when you buy a home through a Century 21 real estate agent, or you have your property managed by a real property management office, they will be able to offer you that complimentary service of monitoring your mortgage that you did with another lender, to then create further opportunity to buy another home, buy another rental property, and utilizing the equity in the existing real estate. So we've got that tool coming to our other brands as well by the end of this year, which is the exciting part. That's when we're really going to, I think, very much change the landscape as it pertains to mortgages, equity, and real estate in general here in Canada.
Okay. We're sharing a brain this morning, because that's exactly how I was going to end us off, by letting our listeners know that we've got it coming no matter where you are within the real estate spectrum. But right now, we do have it in the hands of all of our Centum agents to be able to provide their clients with this. So that is real estate in Canada.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Real Estate Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating. The content shared is for informational purposes and reflects the opinions of the hosts. Connect with us online at canadasrealestatepodcast.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.